to you live from my apartment. It's Rob Has a Podcast. And now here's the guy who thinks he knows what you're looking for. I am Rob Cesternino. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to our feedback edition here of the Survivor Podcast. And I'm very excited to bring in a man who has made this podcast an RHAP tradition. Here he is, the great recording artist, the man behind the Bryce and Wendell karaoke party and helping to organize the Philadelphia KIA, the Purple Pants Badass, Mr. Bryce Isaiah.
Robert.
Yes.
What's going on?
What's going on? I usually play the freak, but I didn't. But I don't know if that's either we retired that now.
You can't never retire. Classic. I was waiting for my little A.
Oh, okay. Well, that I can do. That I can do. Here you go. Now.
Oh. Come on, Robert. Come on, Robert.
I'm a freak. I'm a freak. It don't have to be me. You a freak. I'm a freak. Just give it to me all night.
Yes.
Oh, Robert, I'm not doing this with you today. I am not doing it.
You're not doing what with me? The podcast? You're leaving?
Why are you singing the words to free?
Why can't I?
No, but you're singing like the ad libs. Like that means like you know the song.
Yeah, I'm like Berrios.
Oh, God. Oh, right. I was trying to be classy tonight. I'm trying to keep it classy. I'm trying to evolve.
Yes.
I'm evolving.
You are evolving. Yes. In so many ways that used to be Bryce Isaiah Johnston. We now you're just Bryce Isaiah. You used to just have the freak. Now you have what you're looking for.
My catalog is growing.
Yes.
Yes. I mean, yes. I mean, I was just more talking evolving, you know, being classy, you know, being adult-like. So that's, you know, that's my goal for 2019.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm you know, kind of there, kind of not, but
we're here.
How's everything with you?
We're here.
Yes, we're here.
I'm so happy. I'm so happy just I was prepping for this podcast. There was so many things that I know the listeners look forward to when you come back for the feedback show every season. It feels like we've reached a real milestone in the season.
I mean, yes, it's like, to me, it's almost over. Like, it's kind of sad. I love to use Survivor as like, and I'm probably going to say this word wrong, barometer. That's right. Like, is that right?
Well, it depends what you're going to say next.
Well, okay. So, yeah, let me finish that then. I love to use Survivor as like my barometer to get through the winter. Like, I'm like, yes, when Survivor start, I can like get hyped for Survivor. And then when it ends, it's like, hello, summer.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I just, you know, we in May, it's getting nice and warm out, like, you know, so I just get so excited. I got a race coming up next weekend or this weekend, Sunday. So it's like literally like I just love the fall. It's not the fall, the spring season
spring,
of Survivor.
Yes. Yeah.
You know,
yeah, it just, the spring season of Survivor, it starts in the dead of winter and then it ends when, you know, it's spring has sprung.
Yes. Spring has sprung.
Circle of life. Yeah. Yes. What kind of race do you have coming up?
So it's my annual Broad Street Run. It's a big race in Philly. It's just a 10-miler, but it's just so much fun. And it's just like, you know, that was like my first big race that I've ever done. So this is going on my fourth year doing it. So I'm as excited.
Okay.
But it's supposed to rain.
Uh-oh. How long is it?
It's only 10 miles, but like when I don't feel like chafing or like, it's like a whole little thing. So I'm not that excited, but I'm excited for it.
Okay. Well, we're excited to talk to you and catch up about everything that's going on in this season of Survivor. And Bryce, I need to talk about Rick Devins with you. And of course, you know, we talked about his big idol play on the Know-It-Alls on Wednesday night. And then I had Dominic and Kellen on the podcast on one show, two guests on one show.
Wow.
Yes, and we talked about a bunch of this stuff and a lot about how Ghost Island is really having an impact on season 38. But I need to talk to you about Rick Devens, because to me, Bryce, Rick Devens has become sort of the Rorschach inkblot test of this season, where some people in the fan base look at Rick Devens and they're saying, wow, what a character. I can't believe it. This guy is like a Christian type figure. And this guy is an underdog and he is blowing everybody away. I love watching Rick Devens. And then, so, well, let me give you this long setup here, Bryce. And then I'll turn it over to you. And then I'm finding that there are a lot of people that are saying, you know what? Rick Devens isn't even voting for the right people. He just keeps finding an idol or an advantage. He got voted out and he's getting too much screen time and all these other people are making the right moves. And I'm tired of having Rick Devens on my TV screen.
Can I talk now?
Yes, please.
Okay.
I'm setting the stage.
Okay. Oh, boom, 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 boom. Curtain open. So when you said Christian, you meant like Christian religion or like Christian Yubiki?
Christian Yubiki. That was a question that we had on the know-it-alls of like, oh, has Rick Devens become a universal fan favorite like Christian? And I had to tell Scott St. Pierre, like, skip this question. People are going to say, hey, he's not a universal fan favorite to me.
So I feel like, you know me, I call them Ricky. So Ricky's character or player isms to me, I just feel like he does miss the mark a lot of the time. Mm-hmm. Cause I will be honest, I was not rooting for him to get back in the game from Edge of Extinction. I was rooting for something a little bit longer, when he got back into the game, I was like, you know what? Wow, this is really like what embodies Survivor. Like, you know, you don't have to be physical. You just never know. So I'm like, yes, I'm here for Ricky back in the game. But, you know, the more we see a Ricky, and shout out to Becca, because, you know, Becca, and, you know, but so I loves Ricky and them. But so don't be mad at me, Ricky. But I feel like Ricky got a temper. Ricky, like, there's like Rick Devens, and then there's Little Ricky. And I feel like Rick Devens is like, you know, the calm, cool news reporter. And then it's like Little Ricky, or that's not a bad impression of Little Ricky, but like, that's like his crazy, like irrational, like, yes, bad boy, like hair gel to the side, like mouth half open like Ricky. So it's hard to like, you know, I don't know which Ricky that I love, because it's like I feel like, oh my God, he can win this game. He's like playing great, but then how are you just so not aware that like you are, how you let Mr. Clark and Stacey's mom's cousin Julie to continue to lie to you?
Yeah.
Because despite what you say, he really thought that I from what I seen from my TV, he really thought that that was real. Like I don't care what they say. Like, he believed that. Like, he was duped again. So, I don't know. But, like, yeah, I don't know how I feel about old Ricky boy. But, like, you know, I do feel like he is the epitome of, like, a Survivor player. Like, you know, you don't have to be physically fit. You don't have to be the stereotypic, like, you know, you, like, Survivors come in all shapes, sizes, colors, forms, creed. Like, you know, and I just love the fact that, like, he's made it so far. He's dominant. He almost reminds me a little bit of Will from season The Dirty 30, minus Will Sims. Yes, like, you know, that's like, he reminds me of him a little bit, minus Will falling down that slide like a well that is like ingrained into my head forever. But like, that's who he reminds me of, and look how far Will Sims made it.
Yeah, wow, okay, that was a blind side. wasn't expecting that analogy, because I was gonna say that I feel like that if we're going to compare him to anybody from that season, I almost feel like that he's kind of like the Mike Holloway, where he's the person everybody wants out and you feel like, well, okay, well, that, you know, he can't win everything. Eventually, they're going to get him. But then it doesn't feel like that any of the other characters that we've seen, a lot of them, to make it feel like that they're going to be the winner of the season.
Right. Well, I don't know the person that you just named. I don't really know who that is, so it's hard for me to speak on that. But I get what you're saying, because it's like you kind of sort of want him to root for him. And I'm confused as to like why they are allowing him to stay in the game so long, because it's like, but again, I just have this theory with like, first of all, I keep calling it Ghost Island. I keep calling it David versus Goliath, Edge of Extinction. Yeah. Like, if I were a player that has not gone to Edge of Extinction, first of all, anybody that's been on Edge of Extinction, yo behind got to go. Open the door and send them back. Because it's like, I ain't playing with that. Because they have connections with people on Edge of Extinction. And since everybody... I'm getting mad real quick. I'm getting mad. Sorry, Robert. Because, you know, this season brings out a lot of emotions for me. Because... now, everybody that gets voted off is on the jury.
Mm-hmm.
So, if I was on Kageyan, I would be on the jury right now.
Yeah.
But no, I'm not. My behind was at Ponderosa. But anyway, oh, breathe, Rice. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, I'm back. Sorry. Because, like, you know, I just wanted to be on the jury. I just wanted to make the merch. I just wanted to have champagne and cook eggs on the griddle.
Yeah, now you're getting greedy.
I mean, okay, maybe not eggs on the griddle, but I just wanted a little champagne. But, like, so everybody, essentially, as you get voted out, is a jury member. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't want anybody that has had contact with the jury, like, on that island,
right,
to be sitting next to me in the end, because it's like, clearly, the jury is scorned and mad, and they want to, like, vote for somebody, like, he gots to go. If I'm Aurora, if I'm Mr. Clark, if I'm Victoria, he's on the first train smoking back to the island. And like, I just feel like anybody that has been on Edge of Extinction, like if they make it to the final three, if they're going to do a final three or a final two, you might as well just hand them a check, because they're not going to vote for anybody that's been in the game the whole time. Or at least I wouldn't, as a jury member, if I could have been a jury on Kageyan since I was voted out third, you know.
Yeah. Well, you make a really good point, because if it was like a reward where like, all right, this time this reward is a little bit different. Whoever wins this challenge, they're going to get to spend the afternoon with the jury. Whatever they want to talk about, make your case that you're going to have a chance. And if you're sitting there in the final three, it would be like, oh my God, what a huge reward. What a huge reward to get the chance to talk to the jury. Where if you are in the final three, what do you have? 10 minutes to sort of like have like, a little bit of talking time.
Exactly. Like, they know your story. But side note, when the hell did Casey Kasem start hosting Survivor?
That's Jeff describing rewards voice.
Sounded like Casey Kasem.
Who's ready for love? Yeah. That's how he talks when he describes we've got coleslaw. Turkey.
Or fried chicken.
Yeah. Yeah. He's good. And how about some fried chicken?
Yeah. Why he have to say the fried chicken like that, though? I was like, okay, sorry. You know me, I'm getting off topic. But yes, I don't be ready for what you about to say.
Yeah.
But I agree. Like, it's like literally, it's like when you're on Edge of Extinction, it's like literally your final coach to the jury, but for days on end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you know, if you make a good with Reem, child, they might as well just hand you the money.
Yeah.
Dude.
Like, dude. Yeah. It's, you know, I hope that, you know, some of the people that get to the final three, I hope they're people that she really wants to chew out. That nobody else might get a chance to ask a question.
Oh my God. She gonna be up there like, wait a second. Yeah. She gonna have that flag wrapped around her.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So, yeah, big advantage for whoever comes back from the edge of extinction. The Rick Devens thing is just is so interesting because that it's just sort of like that he's an underdog to the viewer.
Right.
In a lot of ways. But to the person with sort of like the, you know, maybe like a little bit more of the trained eye is saying, like, it feels like that Rick Devens going to the end, it feels like a very likely scenario. So he's not an underdog. I'm rooting right. against him now.
But it's like, right, exactly. And again, like from the physical appearance of him, you know, take it back to it's a look, you know, we looked at him, he was sweating, he could mm-hmm. sweat, like, you know,
dad
so
bod.
Like, yes, he said day 30, he still got the dad bod, but that's all right. But like, right, like he just was an underdog. But I think the difference is that like he's an underdog physically, but I feel like strategically, like, you know, he knows what it takes. He watches enough Survivor to know what you need to do to have it. So like, you know, again, and he's also playing a game like nobody else is playing out there, so it makes him stand out. So, you know, I wish the best for Lil Ricky.
Yeah. He also has voted incorrectly, I think, more of these votes than he has voted correctly, at least, you know, since he's come back into the game.
But listen, that could be a strategy, though.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Listen, don't vote for who they voting out, because then they're going to vote for you for $1 million. So I'm here for it.
Yeah. Okay, well, let me ask you about that, because that's one of the voicemail questions that I have for you, okay? So let me cue up this voicemail. And this is from Sarah in San Francisco.
Hi, Rob. Sarah from San Francisco here. If you've been checking out Reddit or Twitter in the last few days, I'm sure you'll see that Rick's been getting a lot of heat for being on the wrong side of the vote. But don't you think that the reason that the jury loves him so much is because he hasn't actually voted for any of them? Maybe being on the wrong side of the vote could be an actual strategy to win over the jury in the end. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Sending all my love to you and Bryce.
Oh. Yeah. Nobody is walking out of there mad at Rick Devens.
Right.
Maybe Julia, that he was the one that sort of turned it around, but she seemed much happier that Ron Clark was going home this week.
I felt like we seen more of Julia in the jewelry with her reactions tonight than we seen the whole season. Like, I mean, they was like, you could read her lips. You could see her, like, I mean, I'm like, oh, like, why y'all doing my girl like that? Hey, Miss Carter. But yes, like, I couldn't understand that. But I agree. Like, yeah, well, first of all, not for nothing, Mr. Clark, he playing a damn good game. I can't even be mad at him.
No, I thought he was really sharp out there.
For real. But again, that's what they always say, because, you know, I don't know. But that's what I hear people say. It's like, when you can't let your guard down. When you get too comfortable, day 28, day 29, 30, like, you get too comfortable. You're not the queen out there, sis. You got to still be humble. You have to be in the Dark Rathy army. You can't just be sitting on the Iron Throne, sis.
The Thraki army.
That not the dark. Is it the dark? Not the dark. Rathy, the Unsullied.
Okay, they're holding up a little bit better.
Yeah, child. Now that they can see a little.
The
dog.
Dothraki army had their torches put out too, Bryce.
Oh yes. Whew. Quickly too, and so did Ron.
Yes.
No, that's appropriate. Ron was the Dark Rathy army. Okay, he had his flame lit up. He went out there running. Whoosh. Next thing you know, you see him running back in Aubrey's arms on the edge of extinction.
All right, so Rick Devens has got this game figured out here in Survivor 38. Here's what you do. You go, you hang out with the jury, you come back in, you don't vote anybody out, and then you also make big showy type moves at the tribal council, entertain everybody, get Julia excited, get the whole jury pumped up, play to the crowd, and then get your check.
So that's why I disagree a little bit. I feel like where that was Lil Ricky, I don't know what other names we call him, Lil Richard. Yeah. That's where he messed up, was that tribal. He too theatrical because you know me, I lived for it. The whole time. Yes. But thinking back in retrospect, like now what you're doing though is like you're making the other people that are there not be like, you know what? He can't win. Let's keep him around. Now they're like, you're putting enemy number one on your back because it's like, I feel like you're pandering to the jury. Mm-hmm. You all see what you're doing. And like, you're trying to play us now. And then I got, for a TV watcher, when he was like, and my son gonna see me think that I'm a loser. Like, I was shook. I was like, oh, and then you see my girl Kelly with an E, like, oh, like, you know, I'm like, oh my God. Like, oh, like, I was like, wow. I'm thinking like, wow. But then to only kind of know that he's doing that to kind of like make them feel dumb and then be like, pa-ting, mm-hmm. I got an idol. Like, I felt like, mm-mm. Like, I just felt like that was a little, like, now they realize like, bitch. He, like, you know, like, why would I want to sit next to him if this is the type of theatrics that he can give, given final? Like, I just felt like that was, like, a tad bit too much just for the people remaining because now it's like, if you don't win immunity, mm-hmm. honey, baby, boo-boo, call the train because you're on the first thing smoking.
Because if you're those other players that actually did vote out Ron... And Rick Devins tried to vote out Aurora. I think that it's sort of like one of these like Inspector Gadget type episodes where Inspector Gadget is, doing the wrong thing. But then at the end of the day, they're like, well done, Gadget.
Right.
You've done it again. Great work. When it was really Penny and the dog did everything.
Hello. And if I remember correctly, wouldn't Inspector Gadget, wouldn't stuff be like falling out of his life? Yeah. Okay. I don't know why that just popped into my head. Like, I remember him, like, opening the trench coat and things, like, falling out.
Like the idol.
Ricky. No, he is Inspector Gadget. Yeah. So who would be Penny?
Probably Victoria.
Okay, Victoria. And then who would be Grover?
I think Brain was the dog's name.
I'll remember, but okay. Who would be Brave? Who would
not Gavin. He does not like being talked to like a dog.
Child, Gavin. So no, I'm going to say probably Gavin. Only reason why I'm going to say Gavin as Rover is because what I've realized watching the season, Gavin has two faces. Okay. Yeah. And one is,
That's like a Scooby-Doo voice.
And the other is, like, I mean, literally, like, I literally was like, don't get me wrong, I love me some Gavin, yes. But I'm like, you got to, like, he don't, like, did he get Botox before he went out there? Because he don't, his facial expressions do not move. He should play poker. Because you would never guess, unless his girlfriend coming out there, because then, you know, you can see him fight. Wife. So sorry. I apologize. His wife, not even fiance, his wife. Like, only time we seen, like, that was when I realized, I'm like, oh my God, wait, Gavin can make a facial expression. Because every other time he's like so blank, which is why I feel like he's made it so far in the game. But yeah, so Gavin is Rover. Or no, what is it?
Brain. Penny?
Brain. Gavin is the brain. And okay. Penny is Victoria.
Yeah. Okay. On this subject, let's take this voicemail from Wando.
Hi, Rob. This is Wando, American expat living in Serbia. And here's my question. Obviously, Rick Devins had such a funny, cool tribal council. The jury was loving it. Even when Ron left, he was like, you're a good player, Rick, or whatever. And if I was Victoria or Lauren, I would have been so annoyed that Rick was like really hamming it up to the point where it seemed like it was his move or something to blindside Ron. And I'm just kind of thinking, what can the non-flashy players do to make sure that they leave the tribal council feeling like they got some credit or they're acknowledged? Like, should they kind of throw Rick under the bus and be like, good job, Rick, but you didn't even vote the right way in this vote? I mean, what can they do?
Is there anything that those players could have done at the tribal council, Bryce? Could they say, you didn't even vote for him?
your son still think you a loser.
No.
No. So that's a great point that Wando said. I feel like a lot of the issues with this season is that, like, you have a lot of players that are doing a lot of things behind scene, but they don't speak up about it. And then you've got a lot of players like Rick Devins and War Dog who are, like, their game style leads to the theatrics. So it's like, but then again, if you're Victoria and the other girl, like, do you really want to expose your hand to the other people that are out there writing? Like, you know what I mean? So it's like a kind of weird thing. Yeah. So I actually feel like Ricky did them a favor by taking the credit, because it's like, that's fine. You can have this edit because we know what happens behind camp. And then it's like, ultimately, like, I want Rick to win, but I don't really see it for him. So I feel like with that, it almost is like a gift and a curse, because it's like, yeah, he'll think that he's riding high and moving forward. And clearly we know he's on the wrong side of the vote almost every time. So it's easy for us to take him out. So I feel like it's better for them just to be quiet and to kind of like let him think that he's running, or let him think that he's flying a plane. But really, like, we know what's going on, in my opinion. But again, you can't really take what I say so much too far, because I'm not on the jury. I didn't, you know, so, but I just feel like, you know, yes, let him take this show, because, like, ultimately you still have how many other people out there? Six?
There are five other people still in the game besides
five.
Them.
So it's like, right. So you got other people that necessarily didn't vote for you or vote with you that you can kind of still use. So me, I would be Victoria about the situation and be quiet.
Yeah. It's interesting that Survivor, it's like life. It doesn't matter who is playing the best game. It's who has the best marketing and who has the best branding with the jury.
Ooh, say it again. Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
That's the truth. It's like real life.
It's just that Rick has done a lot better with the presentation of what he's doing than these other players who are playing probably better games than he is.
Right. And then, like, I take it back to that statement that he said about his dad. I mean, not about his dad, about his son. Like, that's going to resonate with those people out there on Exile. I mean, Ghost Island. I mean, no.
The Edge of Extinction.
Edge of Extinction. That's going to resonate with them. And, like, that, like, to me, that was, like, probably the smartest thing that he could have done. Because, like, that, like, they, like, look at them trying to play him, and he still overcame it. Like, child, that was, like, so he's saying all the right things, but, yeah, he got to go. If I'm the other five people, like, he can't win, we going to put Gavin to watch him, and he not getting no other idols, and he's got to go home.
Okay. Speaking of who has the best marketing, let me take a moment and thank one of our sponsors here today. And those are our friends over at Dole, Bryce. Who doesn't love a tasty smoothie in the morning? The problem is it's easy to get stuck on autopilot, making the same smoothies every day. And even the best smoothies can start to get boring and predictable. So why not mix things up a little with frozen Dole crafted smoothie blends? They do all the hard work for you, pairing only the most delicious fruits together into unique blends, like taking a typical banana and berry smoothie and mixing it up with mangoes and refreshing limes and kiwis. Or you could treat yourself to a sip of paradise with the strawberry watermelon blend with delicious coconut. The best part, they're born to be blended. Each bag is perfectly proportioned with the fruit that's frozen to lock in all those nutrients and flavor. And every piece is already washed and cut. So all you have to do is fill up your blender with one single serving bag and add some coconut water, and then blend for an exciting smoothie. Dole crafted smoothie blends, find them in your frozen aisle. Okay, Bryce.
Ooh.
We have the family visit this week. We should talk about the loved ones coming to visit the survivors here at the final six.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
Let me play a question for you. And this is a question that comes to us from Victoria from Baltimore.
Hi, Robin Bryce. Victoria from Baltimore. You know, I was trying to come up with a more serious question to ask this week, but I really just want to know who Bryce's favorite loved one is. All right, bye.
Okay.
Chalet.
Yes.
Whew. It's a hard one. I mean, listen. Let me ask you this question real quick, Rob, before I get into this, since y'all all wants to know. They want to know. You ever heard of the term DILF, Robert?
DILF? Yeah, I think I know what that means. I think I got that one. Yeah.
Child, they shouldn't have called it the loved one visits. They should have called it Bryce DILF list, okay?
Okay.
Woo! Like I said earlier, I'm trying to be more refined.
Yes.
I'm trying to be more classy, okay? And I think the way to go is to give me somebody, you go, get, you know, instead of making these calendars, I just need to go on and get me a little, my own zaddy. And the variety, baby.
Yes.
Was through the roof. Now, let's just talk about, you know, the loved one visits. First of all, there's certain milestones. Milestones, right?
Well, I guess it depends what you're going to say. Might be.
You know what, Robert? You know what? Because you try to play me. So I feel like a survivor, there are certain milestones. I feel like I'm saying it right. But I always get excited for. One is the merge feast. You know, I just you know, get a little emotional, but like the merge feast and then the family visit. It like always gets me emotional. So like, of course, the most emotional one for me had to be Gavin and his not girlfriend, not fiance, but wife for 2 days before he left her.
Yes.
Like, you know, I was just like, oh my God. Like, you know, like, oh, I love that. But whew. Chile, when Mr. Clark said he ain't like no cream in his coffee and he like his coffee black, okay, Lizard. Whoo, Mr. Clark, I ain't see that coming.
Yeah, well, neither did Jeff. This was Jeff introducing Lloyd.
Ron, let's get your husband out here. Lloyd, come on out. Let's see who married you.
Yeah, let's see who married you.
Yes. Oh, Lord. I wasn't expecting it. I didn't know, Mr. Clark. So, yeah. So, Mr. Clark is my cousin, y'all. We cousins. But, so, yes, Lloyd, baby. Like, but, you know, as I said before, I'm trying to be more classy.
Mm-hmm.
More reserved. So, in my opinion, Lloyd is a baby. So, you know, a good looking baby of age.
Yes.
But, you know, that's, you know, my mama's in, you know, wait, no, I'm not a cougar. So, I don't know. But no, so, okay. But yeah, so, you know, we going to leave Lloyd to the side. We're going to put him right on there to the side.
Mm-hmm.
But who? I just get so excited thinking about this. And then when they, you know, they started, then I was confused because I'm like, is Jeff saying bring out your dad or bring out your zaddy? Because I couldn't hear. But you know, so there was two zaddies there. Sorry, my mouth is watering. I'm sorry, y'all. Sorry. But what's the girl? What's the brown-headed girl named Jennifer?
Lauren.
Who? What's her daddy name? Joey?
Joey. Yes.
Woo! When I saw me some Joey Chow, I just thought, oh my God, just think of all of the pizza stores that we could open together. Bryce and Joey's pizza stores, okay? I'm wrapped up in Joey's arms and we selling some Sicily pizza. Yes, Lauren. Okay.
Maybe that's what she whispered in his ear.
I think so. She said, don't tell Bryce about the pizza. But whew, I didn't know. I said, okay, Lauren, with your zaddy.
Yeah.
But I was surprised. Joey, you could come give me a bear hug like that anytime you want. I'm in Philadelphia. I could drop my location now. Okay. Whew, I'm like,
wait, where is he from?
I don't know. I don't know. I want to say New York, New Jersey, one of those places. I don't know. Or in my mind, I hope that's where they from.
Okay.
But yes, hey, Joey.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, so we got Lloyd to the side, okay? We got Joey to the side. But who, baby, right now, I think I need to be Keith So Well and take a nap on Exile Island because... Come on, God! Baby, when Jeffrey told, can you smell what's cooking... to come on out, okay? The way my eyes lit up for The Rock, baby. Oh! Woo! Victoria, I don't know if you know, but I'm your stepmother currently right now. I'll see you at Thanksgiving. I'm making the turkey. Rock! Woo! Baby, the DILF Award goes to The Rock. I want to smell what The Rock is cooking, okay?
Yeah, he smells like bug spray.
Ah! Rub it on me. Rub it on me like War Dog was rubbing it on Rick Devin. Mm-hmm. Okay? I know why Victoria got seven brothers and sisters. Okay? Because I was like, literally, like, I could not believe my eyes when The Rock came on out. And then, wait, let me just... 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let me just calm myself down. Because, listen, in my mind, I'm Victoria's stepmom, okay?
Okay.
I'm in mama cub bear mode now because now I'm protective of Victoria because I am, like, when I see, I said, oh my God, Rock looks so good. I said, let me just go tweet something out. You know, I tweeted something out like, is it me or is the daddies looking like zaddies? And, you know...
Yeah, and what kind of response did you get to that?
I got a great response. So I went to sleep. I woke up, and you just do a little peruse when you wake up. And child, do you know The Rock done liked my comment? I was like, I'm engaged now.
Yes. Wow.
I said, oh, okay. Let me find out, Rock.
Yeah. Wow.
Can I? Yes. So listen, DILF alert, honey. It was nothing but DILFs out there on Survivor. And again, you know, I don't know what it's like to bring a loved one out there. So I can only live vicariously through the TV.
Yes.
But hey, Rock.
Okay, wow. Okay, so ooh. Victoria's dad made a real impression on you.
Yes.
Okay. Wow. All right.
I was surprised. Listen, let me get some deep right now. Let me get on Amazon and order me some deep.
Some bug spray.
Yes.
Yeah,
keep it around the house.
Yeah, she said to her dad, you smell so good. And then Gavin's wife said this to him.
You don't even really smell bad.
Thanks for the compliment.
Yeah. You don't even really smell bad.
She only been married 2 days, so she know. Gavin's been gone. Girl, you smelling what The Rock is cooking. I'm with you, girlfriend. I'm with you. Woo.
Okay. All right. All right. I liked it when, to go back to Lloyd, that Ron wanted Lloyd to check out his facial hair.
Yes.
And he just said, check out this beard. What do you think of this?
You got facial hair.
You like it? Aurora said you like it. These are my friends.
You like it? Mr. Clark is so crazy.
These are my friends.
These are my friends.
Lloyd, these are my friends. You want to meet all my friends?
These are my. That's Ricky. That's Aurora. That's Julia. Oh, no, you can't see Julia because she on the edge of extinction. And if you've been watching this season, you wouldn't have seen her either. So, but yes. Come on. Hey, Lloyd.
Yeah.
That's my.
So they went on the reward. Did you like the picks that Ron made for who gets to go on the reward?
I did and I did not. Like, I feel like, again, in my mind, the Bryce that has played and made it this far, I always feel like you bring your closest ally and then you bring the person that's most least expecting to come. So I felt like he did a disservice to himself. And I really feel like, well, child, if I was him, child, I would have spent all my time with Lloyd too. But I felt like he should have been a little more political because mm-hmm. I felt like that's what sent him home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But also what I've noticed in this season or this particular season, I feel like Ricky done threw the challenge. I felt like Rick was like, he ain't gonna pick me. So listen, Becca, we not even gonna pretend this challenge. What you doing? How the kids?
Like, yeah, how's everything going? Yeah. Yeah. There's no way I'm getting picked. Yeah, that's right. A smart move.
I mean, you never know. But child, I was just like, does Rick really love Becca? Because, and granted, so this is where I can give my expertise at, because yes. The challenge that I went home was a bucket throwing challenge.
Yes.
So, and you
I
know
remember Tasha getting everybody practicing.
Yes. Yes. And LJ got me together because, you know, he worked with the horses in a barn and lives in a barn too. But so he was like telling me, like, the thing about it is, it's like you got to go under. Hey, Underwood. But you gotta, like, you have to, like, go under and throw it up, but you can't, like, just throw the water in your wife's face like Rick mm-hmm. Evans did mm-hmm. countless times. Like, you know, you gotta go under and, like, lobby it up so that, like, all of the water comes out together. So, but that didn't really help because we lost the challenge and I went home. But, you know, I know a little something about that challenge. But yes, I was like, oh my God, Ricky is just throwing water on his wife and they just sitting and talking. But I mean, hey, that's like smart. If my mom came out there and I was like, this is a physical challenge. And first of all, I can tell you right now, my mom wouldn't have been for that challenge because my mom's a African-American woman of a certain age and she don't play about getting her hair wet. So she'd have been like, Jeff, stop the challenge. Because I come all the way out to the Amazon for y'all to wet these curls up. So me and my mom would have been sitting on the side talking.
Yeah, you would have been talked it through like Rick Devins.
Yeah. Yes.
So you would not have made the same mistake that Ron Clark made, that you would have picked Victoria's dad and Lauren's dad to go on that reward with you.
Yes. Yes. Well, so if I was Rick... I'm not Rick. If I was Mr. Clark, I probably would have picked Gavin because I just felt like that's the emotional route.
Mm-hmm.
And then I probably would have picked either Victoria or I would have picked Joey or The Rock. Victoria mm-hmm. and Lauren can stay. Like, I would have just picked them. But yeah, like, I just felt like he should have diversified it. Like, Julie, like, your closest ally, and Gavin, somebody that you've been close with, like, you're just asking to go home, Mr. Clark. Like, I just felt like, and again, when you get that comfortable from what I see in the game, you make these like little small errors that like you cannot, like you have to be so conscious. And I feel like for the last like five seasons, people during this time are super diplomatic about it. Like generally you bring somebody that you're not close with at all. Like, you know, us for a lease because it's like, this is like the big moment, like your family. Like, so I just felt like that was the slip of the slip of the black coffee. Lloyd! Woo. Hey, cousin Lloyd. That was a slip of the Lloyd. But I mean, child, if I had somebody like Lloyd coming out there for me, child, I'd have made all the wrong decisions too. So I can't fault him. But like, yeah, he should have been a little more diplomatic.
when Ron went on the reward with Lloyd, that he wanted to tell Lloyd about everything that was going on in the game. And this is a clip of Ron on the reward this week.
This is the best moment of my life, telling Lloyd, I did this, I did that. And he kept saying to me, do what you got to do, win this game.
That was the best moment of Ron Clark's life, when he told Lloyd about the game.
I mean, listen, when you got somebody like Lloyd already on your side, I mean, that's the best part of your life. But yes, again, I was looking at that like, Mr. Clark, what are you talking about? You just like, you just talking crazy. You need to focus back on the game. And again, but again, in retrospect, all seriousness, in retrospect, like watching that back, like I could like literally see the comfortability of Mr. Clark. And like, you know, he kind of was like thinking he thought he was Beyonce and this was homecoming, baby. No, no, no.
Yeah.
More like Taylor Swift. Yes. No, more like Taylor Swift at the AMAs the other day. Oh, but yes, like, yeah, I could see it that he was just so comfortable. And it's just so crazy because it's like you watch these people who watch the show with Survivor and it's like, you should never get that comfortable. And then it's like they all get comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hard not to on that family reward.
Ooh, hard not to watch Rock.
Yeah. Look, that maybe this was the right decision. Maybe Lloyd would get mad if Rock and Joey were around. Joey. If it was you.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But listen.
Be distracted.
I'd be feeding them grapes. I'd be like, Jeff, where's the mud at from that challenge last week?
Okay. Let's see. Julie, what you have anything to say about
Julie, either laughing or crying?
Hey, from Italy.
Hey, Julie, husband. He was coming for Gavin's pineapples, though, I'll tell you that.
What, he had a pineapple shirt?
He didn't have a pineapple shirt, but he had a floral-esque shirt coming on out there.
Mm-hmm.
He was trying to compete with old Gavin boy, but you know, Gavin kept his poker face on, so he couldn't tell.
Okay.
But yeah, you know, hey, Julie, husband.
Okay. All right. Let me ask you this question from Mike Herms, who wants to know, can we have a follow-up analysis on how well his preseason cast photo predictions are going? Bryce, do you remember who you predicted as the winner of this season based on the cast photo?
I do. Mm-hmm. And I feel like my winner prediction is still in the game.
Yes.
Hey, Gavin. So I not for nothing, Robert, I feel like my Issa look assessment is kind of like spot on a little bit.
Hmm. So far, so good. You're right there.
I thought that was a shady. Right.
No.
Like I felt like, I mean, listen, I see a thing or two, but what I feel like my only twist is that like I didn't know the twist of Edge of Extinction.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that throws a curveball at me. So like that's my only thing. But I feel like other than that, the people that I predicted to do well are doing well. I predicted that Joey Ingram would be on Ghost Island.
Yes.
And he's there. So, I mean, I don't know. I feel like I can't remember word for word. But the one thing that I did underestimate on my it's a look is the greatness of Mother Reem. Okay. Mm-hmm. Like I don't know why I didn't think that she would be giving me all of this goodness, but that's probably like, you know, where I should have looked a little further into that haircut, but I didn't.
Yeah. She has been great. She welcomed Mr. Clark to the Edge of Extinction this week.
Well, I've heard a lot of lovely things about you. I really have. I've lied. Everybody loves you.
I've lied.
It's a game. Everybody's a liar.
Everybody. She is really like taken with Ron Clark.
Yes, but did she hit him with a, it's a game? Did I hear that right?
Yeah. Ron, it's a game. Don't worry about anything. People take this too seriously.
She literally.
That's it. You know what? Get out of my sight, Wardog. I've had it with you. Liar. Liar. All you do is lie.
Kelly, get up.
Come here.
Kelly, get up out there, son. Girl. Chris, put some hot dogs on the fire.
Yeah. Reem has been so much fun, Bryce.
She's literally like the house mother. Like, she's mm-hmm. like, she take her Urubai.
Her Urubai?
Urubai. Urubai that come to her house, she gets, I just know. You come to Reem house, Urubai gets taken care of.
Okay. Let me bring in another question for you. And we talked about Gavin potentially being your winner pick. Graham from the Bay has a question for you about his winner pick right now. Here's Graham from the Bay.
Hey, Graham.
Heyo, Robbio and Bryce. It's Graham from the Bay. Rob, you brought up on Know-It-Alls that you feel that Devin's is somehow going to make it to the end, and you don't necessarily feel the same way about Victoria. I want to challenge that notion a little bit, and I'm not saying this is an exact comparison, but I feel like it can apply to Victoria and a little bit of Lauren as well, where I feel like it's somewhat similar to Michelle in Ko Rong, where I feel like Lauren is, we're seeing more of her in the edit, but she doesn't seem as big of a part of the overall story like Michelle. And with Victoria, similar to Michelle, she's sort of under-edited, but Victoria has had more outwardly strategic moves in the game. And I also feel like that this season is the first one in a while where there is no one particular player that the viewer can look at and say, that person's definitely going to win the game. Like, there is no Cochran or Kim Spradlin or Boston Rob. I feel like this season is sort of similar to a Gabon or a Nicaragua, where most of it's been such a train wreck that it's kind of hard for the viewer to form a strong opinion on who's going to win the game because we're not really seeing it from one person's perspective. So I'd like to get your guys' thoughts on that, of comparing this season to those two past seasons, and maybe the idea of Victoria or Lauren making a Fitzgerald-esque run. Mm. Thanks, dudes.
All right, Bryce, what do you think about this? Do you feel like this is wide open?
Yeah. Unlike me, yes, it is.
Do you feel like that everybody has a shot to win this thing?
So, this is so weird. I feel like, what's his name? Dre from the Bay?
Graham from the Bay.
Graham from the Bay. I literally, Jatia, she, our correspondent, she like, she loves the email. She emailed me and was like, I feel like Lauren is Michelle Fitzgerald. And I was like, I completely agree with that assessment. Like,
I didn't know Jatia follows the show so closely.
So mind you, Jatia is like, she got two chillins. She just moved. And so like, she like binge watches at night. And so like, I guess she like binge watched the last four episodes, because one morning I woke up to like 16 emails from her.
Yeah.
And these are literally like at like 2, 3, 4, 5. And then the girl had the nerve to text me at 8 o'clock in the morning to talk about, I didn't get a response. Yeah, girl, I'm asleep. But she has some good insight. And I felt like I agreed with her in the aspect of like Lauren to Michelle Fitzgerald. Because I'll be honest, although I love Fitzy, when I watched Fitzgerald's season, I didn't see her as the winner. Like, I was like, a lot of the time, like, girl, what is she doing? What is she doing to win? I just felt like she was like surviving by. But, you know, any winner of Survivor is a legitimate winner. So, yes, I take that. So I absolutely see it. But listen, I agree with From the Bay. I feel like I feel like my sixth sense, you know, I feel like when I drink my Southern pecan and I get a little ting, 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 I get a feeling of who is the winner of this season. And I feel like I don't have that yet, because it's like, child, I'm emailing Indeed.com and these resumes are not coming back. They're like, they are coming back blank. They're coming back saying like, check, your son thinks you're a loser. Like, that's what they're coming back. So like, I'm like, these people in the game, like, I'm just like, ugh. So I, again, it just has me questioning. It has me back to my original theory. Like, if somebody from Exile, if somebody from Edge of Extinction, like, makes a run for it and can come back, I feel like that's the spice of this season. But I understand how likely it is because, first of all, if I'm playing and somebody from Ghost Island comes back, you going right back to Ghost Island. Like, the first, like, you come back, same day, you on a one-way flight back. So I understand how unlikely it is, but I'm just feeling like I don't get the sense of a winner edit from anybody. And the closest person to a winner edit that we have is Gavin. And I feel like, and as much as I love, Lord knows how do I love me some Gavin, but like, I don't, like, I'm asking for your resume and it's not coming up. Like, you've been too quiet. You've been too, like, in straight down the line. Like, you ain't curvy enough for me. You not, like, I just Gavin is playing it too straight. Gavin is like a Nick Licious and an Adam Klein. Been mm-hmm. there, done that. No, thank you.
But so those guys won.
Here you go, Robert. Always just trying to make me feel bad. Yes, I know. Day one, and
Nick
did.
Nick Licious seemed very excited about this podcast on your Twitter.
Hey, Nick Licious. So, sidebar, because now you got to be sidebar. He tweeted something the other day, and I was like, let me just go to Nick Licious' profile. And when I pulled up his Avi, his avatar.
Yes.
I'm like, Nick Licious, what you looking for?
What is it?
Everybody, I don't know. But everybody that is listening, go to like KY underscore Nikki and look at his, like, what are you looking at, Nick? What you looking for?
Oh, yeah. His picture is like, he's like, he's got like his hand over his eyes and he's looking off to the right. Yeah, what you looking for?
Oh, where is David? I don't know, Nick, because I can't find him. And clearly, you can't find him either.
But David!
Shout out, Hazel.
Hazel!
Yes.
And mind you, me and Davey going to fight because Davey told me we was coming to Philly. Hazel's coming. I'm like, well, is it a eel or something? Because where's she at? She didn't come. But sorry, back to my original thought. Like, yeah, I'm like... I don't see it. And so, like, the only other person that I feel like is Victoria, but child.
Not Devin's?
I love Ricky, but he, like, after that display last night or Wednesday, like, he's the choo-choo, chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga, choo-choo. This is the train of the first thing smoking because that's where he's going. Like, that after that display, absolutely, he's a done deal goner. But so in my mind, he's out. So I'm just thinking of everybody else's that left. That is Gavin, mm-hmm. it's Victoria. Now, child, Victoria, in my mind, I'm like, listen, I called the customer service. You know, if you'd like to speak to a operator, press zero. You know, operator, got somebody on the phone at Indeed. And I'm like, I understand you can't print me out the resume right now, but can you just run down some things about Victoria real quick to me?
And they called her references.
I call her reference. I didn't call the references, but I just called the customer service line. And they said the hat smelled like a wet dog. But I mean,
not bug spray.
Not bug spray. That hat smelled like a wet dog. But what they did run down me was Victoria has been successful in flipping the vote. And mm-hmm. Victoria has been successful being on the right side of the vote. And Victoria has been successful with people coming to her with information. And yeah. So I'm like, well, listen, we got how many episodes? Two more episodes left.
One more in the finale, yeah.
So I'm like, things could go Victoria's way, but the little Ricky in me is thinking everyone else in there knows the pivotal role that Victoria's been playing. So she gonna need to be on that first thing, the second thing smoking with Ricky too. So I don't know. And then, child, you got Stacey's cousin Julie, mm-hmm. who I feel like she act like she's on the right side of the vote. But I just feel like, girl, you've been emotional about everything. You've been left out of plenty of votes. But, you know, you play it off like, It's okay. I know. You got to do what you got to do. I'm fine. What we going to do now? Like, no, girl, in Survivor, bitch, you leave me out of the vote. That's a problem.
Yeah.
But I can't even be mad at her because it's like, she's better than me. You got to play it off. Like, it's okay. I understand. You got to do what you got to do. But who's going home tonight? So I ain't mad at that. But I'm just like,
I like that Muppet voice.
It's not a Muppet voice. It's Julie, Stacy's cousin. But I
as much as I love Julie, I would not be here for her winning Survivor either.
Okay.
It's not enough content for me, but let me be quiet because I like, hey, Julie, I still love you, girl. But.
Yeah. Okay. Well, and what about Aurora?
Oh! Aurora! Now that is my unexpected girl. Now don't take this the wrong way, but don't it look like...
Are you telling me or Aurora not to take this the wrong way?
I don't know. I'm telling everybody. But don't it look like Aurora was like on the Little Rascals when she was younger?
You saying she looks like kind of like she seems to like have like more dirt on her than the other contestants?
I feel like Aurora could change the oil on my car, mm-hmm. fix my doorbell, fry me some chicken, could play a DVD and run a marathon all in the same day. Like, I just feel like Aurora is, yes, I feel like Aurora is the, like, she the girl, she my best friend. Mm-hmm. I also feel like if I got into a fight, I'm calling my girl Aurora. Right. Like, I just feel like she's a Jacqueline of all trades.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I didn't see enough of her. I have to admit, I prejudge Aurora a little bit in the beginning. I'm like, girl, this girl is passed out on the floor and she is making negotiations.
Yeah.
But the more I see Aurora, the more I have to fall in love with her. And I wouldn't be mad if Aurora won. Wait, did you hear what? I wouldn't be mad if Aurora won.
Yeah.
Because not for nothing, she's somewhat been on the bottom. She's somewhat been like a free agent.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like she's like survived in this game. And I mean, you know, other than being a little so awkward going through people's stuff, like, mm-hmm. I completely forgot about Aurora. I ain't even mad at my girl Aurora. Child, how you just go through somebody's bag and be like, no, I don't care. I mean, I went through it, but I don't care. Like, excuse me, sis, you was just in my bag.
Yeah. You would not play with that, Bryce?
I wouldn't be about to play, because I would have to let them know.
What would you say if you came back and Aurora was in your bag?
Don't go through a grown woman pocketbook, Aurora. Sit in the corner. I would have to go to Ghost Island and get Reem. Seriously.
Dude, listen. Listen, dude. Did you just go through my bag? You just got through my bag. Screw you. Get your filthy hands out of my bag, okay? I will drop kick you.
I just imagine a word like, oh boy, did you just go through Aurora? My bag?
I can't believe it.
That's where I keep my chapstick. Aurora, if you wanted my chapstick, you can have it.
Will you share it?
I don't want your chapstick. I just go into your bag and I don't care.
I got my little hat in there.
He got his little trucker hat.
I got my trucker hat.
You know, I wanted to be a truck driver when I was growing up. So when they asked me what could I bring, I put this black trucker hat on. Oh, Robert, but you know,
what Gavin would say.
What'd he say?
Gavin would say something like this.
You should stay out of my bag.
Robert, get me off the phone. Oh, Jesus. Wait.
Did you like that?
What would Gavin say?
I mean, thank you for my bag. Thanks for the compliment.
Come on, God.
Come on, God. Come on, God. Are you Rick Devins now? Do you want to take another Rick Devins question?
Yes. I wasn't ready for that. I really wasn't.
It's like when I turned around on the show and you were wearing the glasses.
Wait, can you do that again? Wait, him again.
I appreciate it if you don't go through my bag.
Because you're not moving your face when you say it. I can feel it.
All right. Let's listen to Phil T. Phil T wants to talk about Rick Devins.
Dear Robin Bryce, it's your boy Phil T from Canada coming at you with a Rick Devins inquiry. So basically, Rick has lived long enough to become the villain at this point, where the fans like really liked him at first, but it seems like he hasn't really done anything malicious or wrong to sort of warrant any hate, but people are sick of him. Is there any way to counteract that kind of backlash, or do you just have to roll with what happens with your portrayal on the show? Because like, I feel like he is getting a lot of unwarranted, like, he didn't do it. He's a nice man. Everyone needs to calm down. Okay? Like, I don't know. I get it. I mean, I feel empathy because I am somebody who uses a lot of shtick in my real life. So I just want everyone to love me, and I want everyone to love Rick Devins. Okay? So this is what it's all about. Goodbye. I don't know if this is even a question. Goodbye.
Bryce, is there anything that Rick Devins can do to get people back on board who are feel like he's getting too much airtime? I mean, he doesn't edit the show.
Right. He can't help that. But I'm just laughing because I felt like, did you pick this person on purpose? Because I felt like he had a Gavin-esque voice.
Oh, Gavin-esque? I haven't heard that about Phil T.
But no, I absolutely. Again, I don't see it in Ricky's cards, but listen, Rick could get back, be quiet, and we're at the final two episodes. A whole volcano is about to erupt because at the end of the day, who you said was your final four and your final five, like all of that, that's about to get blown up. So if Ricky can play his cards right, like he could sit back from it and like be somebody that's like, listen, I'm a vote. Whatever you need, let me know. But I don't know if he can do that because I also feel like at the same time that Rick has gotten a taste of like, you know, that performance that he was giving. Mm-hmm. And I think it's addicting. And I think that he's going to want to now be like, you know, this is what they want. Like, you know, you can always kind of feel that. But absolutely, I feel like Rick, if Rick kind of came back and pulled a woo.
A woo?
A woo woo? Yes.
How do you pull a woo woo?
You don't really do much. You just like, you know, hang out and, you know.
If he came back on another season or if he got voted out and then came back into the game a second time?
Came back and voted out on another time. Like, okay. You know, just, you know, I feel like, woo, shout out Kagyan. But like, you know, I.
5 years like, ago.
You telling them my age, Robert. You telling them my age.
Hey.
Okay.
The last time I was on the show, it was 15 years ago, Bryce.
Oh, Chile.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, you telling them my age. That's what Wendell does. Every time we like meet Survivor fans, they're like, oh my God,
God, it's Bryce and Wendell. He's, Wendell's like, you remember that far back?
Yeah.
Beesh.
I mean, he's older than you, though, right?
Very much so older than me.
Yeah.
He's my elder. But anyway, enough about Wendeezy. Yes, I feel like Rick can be quiet, just like Wu. Like, I felt like Wu felt like he was doing a lot in the game, and I felt like, you know, again, I don't, have I ever told you the story that's like uncomfortable?
Thanks,
dude. Did I ever tell you like the uncomfortable story about Wu, like, and my like tribal, like on our finale? I think Wu thought he won.
Oh,
like, listen, like, real quick, I don't, you know, I got stories for days. So we all in, like, we're like, they bringing the cast together, and like, you know, we're all, everybody's like huddling together, like getting food, watching, and child, Wu come out like a movie star, and he like sits on like the edge, not of extinction, but the edge of like the couch by himself, and like we have to, we're like forced to watch the episode together.
Mm-hmm.
Mind you, at this point, I could care less. Like, I'm like, where the fried chicken at? But like, I'm serious. Like,
fried
the way
chicken. We've got chips, soda, fried chicken.
Oh, I'm about to call Nicole because I'm not going to do this with you, Robert, the rest of the show, because I just feel like you're just trying to get me to scream.
Sorry.
No, but fried chicken.
Brown.
But seriously.
Skittles.
Robert, stop! No, seriously. 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 Like, I'm about to start coughing. Because you got me coughing. No, seriously. We were like, Skittles? Like, why Skittles? But okay, seriously. He just came out there like, a little too cool for school. And when he, like, the episode started unfolding, like, his position on the couch, like, literally changed to, like, fetal position.
Ooh.
It was weird. Like, it was, like, almost uncomfortable. And, like, Trish is like, you think somebody should go over there and sit with him? Because it was like, I mean, seriously, like, he came out like very cocky and very like, bitch, I got this Lamborghini outside. I'm about to put a damn payment on. And child, by like the last like 30 seconds when they was like getting us ready and like miking us up. Well, not miking me up because I was like emerged, so I wasn't out there. But child, he was like, I mean, literally, like, he was like in the fetal position watching. Whoa. It was like a little uncomfortable. And it's just like, woo-woo, you ain't know the whole time that you wasn't gonna win. But anyway.
Yeah, because it wasn't close. He only got one vote, right?
I know. But I think, and don't get me wrong, I love Wu. I just think that he thought his game as like Robin was going to like come out a little bit stronger than Batman.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like it was like a little bit uncomfortable.
Yeah. Possible that, did Tony not think that he won? Is it possible that he thought that he was going to lose?
Child, I don't know, because at our reunion, child, Tony had the Tony t-shirts. So I don't know if Tony thought that he was going to lose, because Tony had a whole entourage with him.
Yeah.
And t-shirts. So I don't know, but I just was like, it just was like, oh my God, woo, like, you know, but so it was weird. And in my job, I was like looking to Tony to see like where Tony was at. And Tony was like, again, everybody like, you know, was huddled up, like Trish, Sarah, me, Jatia, Cliff, Alexis, like we all like, you know, and like kind of woos to his, like off to the side, like in the front of the TV, and like Tony's kind of like to the back a little bit. So it was like kind of weird. And like, I don't know, but so I just feel like Wu thought he did a little bit more than like, you know, Wu woo did. Mm-hmm. But so I just feel like, again, I see a lot of like the similarities in Rick Devins with Woo. But I just don't know if Rick Devins can pull it out. Although me personally, I would love to see a Rick Devins win, but I just, I like how far we are left in the game. I just don't see it.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, that was a great story about Woo. I had no idea that that was the thing.
Yeah. I know, but don't tell nobody I told you though.
Okay. I won't. All right. We still have a lot to get to here with Bryce. You don't have anywhere to go, right?
Not at all.
Okay, good. All right. Well, let me take a moment and thank another sponsor here today. And those are our friends over at CheersHealth.com. And Bryce, listen up because you're going to like this. Cheers offers a solution to a universal problem. It works like an antacid for alcohol. Cheers neutralizes alcohol's negative effects so you can wake up feeling great after a night of drinking. How about that?
Oh, you know I don't drink, Robert.
Well, I got a chance to try out Cheers when I was in Philadelphia, and we had a lot of nights that were late, and I had a lot of stuff to do early, and I have to say, people were like, I can't believe you're awake, and I have to say, well, number one, I did drink responsibly. I didn't get crazy, but I did. Then, before I went to bed, I took three Cheers tablets. I drank some water, and I'd say I felt really good the next day.
Oh.
Better than I would expect to feel. That's how Cheers works.
Me and Rock gonna have to try that out one night.
You and Rock? Yeah. Go for it. Cheers exists to bring people together by promoting fun, responsible, health-conscious alcohol consumption, and it works. No more headache, nausea, or sluggishness the next day, and it's healthy for your liver too. And I was on a call just the other day, and they got like the scientists that worked on inventing this, and it targets the thing that is in your blood that's making you not feel well. I said, I don't have to repeat exactly how this all works. They said no, but trust me that they've got their scientists working on making this all work. And it's a great way to go out there after you've done some responsible drinking, make sure that you're feeling better than you could ever expect the next day. So go on over to CheersHealth.com, enter promo code ROB at checkout to get 10% off your first order and a free gift. That's CheersHealth.com with promo code ROB for 10% off and a free gift with your first order. Cheers. It's the best thing to happen to alcohol since alcohol. With Cheers, you're going to start feeling better when you wake up and your liver is going to thank you. To use Cheers, simply take 2 to 4 capsules after your last alcohol beverage or before you go to bed. If you don't wake up feeling at least 50% better the next day, you'll get your money back guaranteed. All right. Bryce, I got this question from a lot of the listeners that they wanted you to weigh in on this. We got it asked a couple of different ways, but I thought that this one was the sweetest out of the voicemails that we got. So let me play from Karen from the Love You Bay Area.
Hi, Bryce and Rob. This is Karen from the Love You Bay Area. I'm so excited about this show. And I have a little bit of history that possibly my own freaky self is the only person who cares about. But in case you do too, now you have the choice. So a couple years ago on the same historic podcast in which Bryce first called Lauren daughter, you also called me niece, which made me so happy because you like my message. I asked the freakiest freak question on that call. And then the last time that you were on, I asked a different question and Rob turned it into the freakiest freak question, which made me happy. So that's 2 out of the last 3 times. And so all that to say, my question this time is, who is the freakiest freak this season? I love to know of the whole season and also to know of who's left.
Bryce, can you tell us who is this season's freakiest freak?
Come on, come on, come on. Oh, oh, oh.
Uh-huh. I'm a freak. Oh. Gia. Yeah. You a freak. Oh. I'm a freak. It don't have to Gia. Be Gia. Me. You a freak. I'm a freak. Just give it to me.
All night. Yeah. Okay.
First of all, now, hey, Niecy yes. Pooh. I just want to give a shout out to my Niecy Pooh. Hey, niece.
Yes. Okay. That's Karen from the Love You Bay area. Nice. And Bryce, in the fall, it will be 5 years since Farm Guy 69 became the first freakiest freak.
Right. You just love to try and just make me older, Rob. Like, I don't understand.
No, I'm not trying to make you older, but I'm just that I feel like that what we have done that over all of this time that I think has been a huge part of the history of Rob as a podcast.
That is so funny. You know the gays love to get emotional, Rob. So I don't want to get emotional with you, but I know I can't even fathom to think that was 5 years ago. And I just, you know, because this, you know, every time I see you, I always got to pull you in close and I always got to give you an emotional, like, you know, moment. But I feel like I just want to say something to you. And then I just, like, I generally am, like, so appreciative of the love that you show me and that, like, you know, for a very long time that, you know, personally that I've shared, like, you know, my survivor experience was not a great experience for me because, like, you know, I went out there to win and, like, to place how I placed, like, you know, it plays so much on your mental that, like, you know, you don't ever play to lose. And so, like, I hate it and I just hate how I was betrayed. But, like, meeting you and, like, you know, doing my exit interview, I just will never forget, like, when we did my exit interview and you was like, well, I don't got no more questions. I didn't think we was going to go through these questions these quick. And it was just like, you know, and I just, like, the rebirth of me through you is just amazing. And so I just, like, you know, just, like, literally life after Survivor. And so I just appreciate that. So that's my little emotional moment.
Well, I felt like that from the moment that I saw you on the show, I felt like that you were fantastic. And I've been, you know, very lucky that you have been so up for doing all these podcasts over the years. And I'm very lucky that you are so generous with your time. And I'm happy that you've become such a beloved figure in all of this, you know, Survivor post-show space.
It's amazing because I literally never would have thought that that y'all would find the song Freak that I recorded in college. Mm-hmm. But to bring it on back to Freakiest Freak, let me dry these eyes. Oh, Rock, can you hand me a tissue, please? But so listen, I wasn't ready for this season, to be honest with you, because it was a lot. It's a lot coming at me this season. This was the first season that I had, like, actual contestants pandering for the Freakiest Freak spot. Like, I don't know why I feel like when I talk to you, Rob, like, it's literally like me just on the phone with you. Like, I just, mm-hmm. like, you know, I forget that, like, future contestants, like, listen to this. And it's just, like, to me, that's just so amazing. So what I will say that is, like, my requirements, you know, since I don't know if you've seen the Philly Kia, you know, I was crowned the queen of Philadelphia, you know, over here in the north.
So yeah. Wait, hold on. Now, what do you mean you had contestants that were pandering for the Freakiest Freak?
I'm just saying that, you know, contestants, it, you know, I feel like, about the cough, hold on. I feel like the Freakiest Freak is interactive. And so, you know, I feel like it's not just what you do on Survivor. It's also like your interactiveness as well. Like, you know, since I'm the queen of North, okay, call me Sansa. It just can't be what you do on Survivor anymore. So, I'm, you know,
that's what you're looking for?
I want that heat and I want that smoke, Robert. So, I'm just saying, like, you know, sometimes some seasons give you obvious Freakiest Freaks and other seasons don't. And so I feel like in order for me to collateralize it.
Collateralize it.
Bitch, I'm friends with Webster.com. They said it's a real word, so shut up. In order for me to categorize it,
yeah,
I got to take in all types of information. So, mm-hmm. with that being said, who I wanted, who I hoped, who I need, who I often think about in the middle of the night when it's hot and wet, who I want to be the freakiest freak, is not. And so I'm going to go ahead and give a little honorable mention to Mr. Underwood.
Woo. Yeah.
Yes. So I wanted Underwood, you know, to be the freakiest freak. But, you know, if I tweet you and show you love and your response is thumbs up or yeah. Okay. Well, listen, I need my freakiest freak to be like Rock. I need you to be like it. I need you to be active. Okay.
Yeah. A little thirsty.
You don't got to be thirsty because, baby, I'm going to quench your thirst. But, you know, maybe parched I go for. So, you know, honorable mentions to the being that is the water. I mean, the being that is the Underwood. Yes. And, you know, shout out to him. He just got married a couple of days and is on his honeymoon. So, like,
that is one heavy snake.
You didn't carry that snake over there to Honolulu and Hawaii. You know, you got me depressed. So, another honorable mention.
Yeah, well, I don't think he gets back into the game. I don't think he gets back into the game because he seems pretty checked out on the whole Survivor experience.
So he does, like on the social media game, absolutely. Yeah. But what I'm saying though, Robert, you get me off the physical. You get me off the freakiest freak. If it's a physical threat, if it's a physical game, it's between him and Joey Amazing. And I'm sorry, I didn't see Joey Amazing enough. I'm room for Underwood, okay? And if Underwood get back in the game, he's the freakiest freak. But as for now, he's honorable mention. Another honorable mention goes to Mr. Gavin. He posted another little photo on social media the other day. I said, okay, Gavin, you might not got the reactions I need, but the body is nice. But again,
yeah.
This season of Exile, Ghost Island meets Edge of Extinction, I feel like who I've got to give the freakiest freak to is where my dog's at. I'm going to have to give it to the war dog. I'm sorry.
War dog.
War dog.
Hey. The freakiest freak. Wow. Okay. All right. Tell me about why. Why is War Dog the freakiest freak?
Well, first of all, if you're giving another man a mud massage like that, whoo, chile. Come on, God. I like that. And child, if you halfway through the season and then blocked your whole season.
Yeah.
And half of the other Survivor organization, and then picking a beef with me on Twitter. Like, I don't know. I just feel like, you know, the makeup with you has to be even better. So I just feel like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and give it to War Dog. He's out there playing a game like nobody else. He got a, he got a good old trucker hat on. And you out there giving dirt massages to Rick Devin's dad body. Listen, I think Reem would agree that, you know, he's got to be the freakiest freak.
Now, what is this Twitter beef that you are now in with the War Dog, where the War Dog tweeted the other day,
for a hot minute, at Bryce Isaiah was the War Dog's favorite castaway, but then the War Dog got sent to the edge, and Bryce didn't even send a personalized video zaddygram to help the War Dog heal. So now Bryce can join the others on the dog crap list.
Most of millennial versus Gen X lives there now. Yes.
So, War Dog and I, you know, FaceTime. You know, he
okay.
He likes to talk. And, you know, I got ears to listen. So, you know, I work, War Dog. I don't know if you know, but I have three jobs. And, you know, I have two part-time jobs. And sometimes my part-time jobs, I work overnight. So, yes, I watched Survivor. I was so sad that you were voted out. But I had to be up 5:30 the next morning. So I was like not available for War Dog's like conversation. So I felt like
who's more unreasonable, War Dog or Jatia in terms of demands for your time?
They are one and the same, okay? Because, well, I was almost going to have to just say Jatia because, like, at least War Dog, like, has something to expect. Like, you know, child, me and Jatia, we talk ever so often. Child, you just randomly in the middle of the night sending me emails. And, you know, my email, boom, is a little different than, like, my text. So, in the middle of the night, I'm hearing my email, like, boom. I'm like, okay, child, that's my cable bill. I'll pay it in the morning. Boom. I'm like, well, okay, maybe that's my phone bill. Boom. Right. I'm like, oh, well, maybe I didn't pay it last month. Boom. I'm like, bitch, did I pay my rent? Like, boom, boom, boom. I'm like, oh, my God, did somebody die? Let me get up and just look at this phone. Somebody might be dead. And then I see, like, Jatia. I'm like, oh, girl. I'll get back to you later. But so at least with War Dog, I feel like, but again, War Dog, like he loves to talk. talk. So he was feeling some type of way. And I feel like, you know, like, tell me you upset. Don't announce to Twitter that you cutting me off. So, you know. I'm sorry, War Dog. We have
What did he want? You have to send him a personalized video when he gets voted off?
He wanted me to be like, oh, whoa. Like, are you a baby? I just had a baby. Let me pull out my nip nip so you can have some milk. Okay. And then
tell him go on cameo.com.
Robert! Okay, you want that?
Tell him, get your credit card out.
I
go on Cameo.
I am Keith so well right now. I am dead. I'm gone. I'm out the game. You about to make me cough. You making me cough, Robert. Yes, like, I'm like, what you want, War Dog? And then I call him back and he's like with friends and doesn't even pick up the phone. Like, I'm like talking to the friends.
Big time, yes.
I'm talking to the friends that I've never met. And they're like, can we help you? Chat. First of all, you don't know I'm a gay black male from Philadelphia. This ain't what you want, sweetie. Put War Dog on the phone.
Wait, so his friends answer the phone? Like War Dog's phone?
Yes. And this is FaceTime. Okay.
Yes.
And furthermore, just woke up from a nap. So I had me a little do-rag on. I'm like, you know, under the covers. They like, you look comfortable. I'm like, okay, is where's Daniel? Okay. They like, oh, is this Bright? I'm like, listen, sweetie, boo-boo. You don't want to do this with me because I don't know you. Where's War Dog? And then all of a sudden, like, strategically, like, he, like, walks in the background of, like, these. I'm like, I don't have time for the dramatics, okay? Either we want to talk or not talk. Then, of course, he gets back on. And, of course, War Dog loves me. And I love the War Dog.
Okay.
You know? But, yeah, he was trying it on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't ready, but he don't know.
Shut it down. But he's the freakiest freak.
He is the freakiest freak of Ghost Eggs, fan versus favorite, Myrtle Beach.
The Edge of Extinction.
The Edge of Extinction.
Yes. Okay. All right. So, next up Let's see. Where do you want to go next? I've got people. A lot of people want to ask about your coffee situation.
Shout. I ain't talking about the coffee situation with y'all no more. Because,
why not?
Robert. So, first of all, let me just have a little sip of this wine because it's the pay week and we ain't on box wine no more. We drinking some Merlot that's been aerated in my aerator. So anyway, so you know I'm a social worker, Robert. So in my field, it's a very high turnover. So, you know, at my office, I've been there a while.
Mine too.
Yeah. You so shady. So it's a high turnover rate. So I, you know, since I was on Survivor, I'm not on the street no more. I'm not on the beat no more. I'm like, you know, I've been elevated. So my position in my office is like, you know, boom, boom, boom. A lot of people want it. They hate us. I got a lot of haters in the office too. So I don't really, you know, I don't be on the street no more. Like, you know, my role is more to facilitate, help support. We got a lot of satellite offices. And within the last year, we've had a lot of turnover. So there's a lot of like new people in my office. So like, you know, I go to like staff meetings and like, you know, I just sit by, I sit with my crew. I don't sit. Anyway, people weren't feeling like they were teams. So our office decided to do like a team building, like exercise, like to bring everybody together. And like, you know, we're going to do like the trust fall. We're going to like make Play-Doh houses together. So like the whole, and they put you with people that you did not know. So here I am.
Okay.
Running late, you know, get to the exercise, walking in with some coffee. And like I'm in this group and walking in with some coffee and I'm in this group with like people I don't know. And so like we had to do like a team building exercise where we had to like make a straws and like Play-Doh and like who can make the tallest straw in Play-Doh. And it's like four groups and I'm literally like with people that I don't know. So I'm like, hi, I'm Bryce. You know, this is my unit. Boom, 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 boom. Everybody says hi. Now it's this one girl who is just like staring at me. And I, in my mind, I'm like, girl, what do you want? I'm like, do I have something in my teeth? Like, I mean, like, I know I don't have a haircut right now, but I'm just like, okay. And I got an attitude with her. I'm like, girl, stop looking at me. You know, I'm turning into Mr. Clark. So we end up losing, go figure, me losing a challenge. Mm-hmm. And then like, you know, we had to like write positive affirmations to each other. So we're writing positive affirmations to each other. And I'm like, do y'all got a purple marker? And the girl, she'll remain nameless. She's like, I've got a marker. Here you go. So I'm like, thank you. And she's like, can I talk to you? So I'm like, sure. So she's like, my friend is like a huge Survivor fan. And she listens to like Rob has a pot and shout.
Yeah.
My face at this. I am like, cause this is not, I'm thinking we're about to talk something work. I'm thinking she's about to ask me something about her case. So, you know, I'm going into like, what you need, baby? She and shout. When she said, I made a noise because like I was like, and like,
what was that noise?
I swear, Rob, I was not expecting that. Like, that was weird. She was like, my friend. And, like, she told me about, like, you know, the Rob has a podcast and, your secret's safe with me. Bitch, what? What you mean my secret safe with you? Child, Robert, then I learned from talking to her. Like I said, she's at a satellite office. Listen, I'm about to call you girl. Girl, listen. She told me.
I'm listening.
Yes. She told me the other day at lunch that the satellite office listen to the It's a Look podcast. No, ma'am. Give me my work card. I'm out. What? Bitch, oh, I, child, I'm not
Did
playing.
They like it?
I don't care if they liked it. Like, I'm out here telling y'all my secrets, and I have, like a section of my office at lunch listening to the It's a Look, and It's a Look. I get very specific.
Is that why there were so many downloads, that you have a whole office of people that are listening?
At lunch. And half them people don't even like me. So I'm like, why is y'all listening to at lunch? Listen. I was done. I'm like, oh my God, I cannot do my, I cannot, nor have I not ever borrowed coffee that was not mine.
Right.
But, and listen, girl, listen to this. So after that, I just thought it was funny because maybe like a week after that, there started to be like, an overload of Southern pecan in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, that's weird. So one day, a little late night, and I wasn't able to use the sponsors pick me up. So I'm like, listen, I know it's hot out here in these streets and I need to get me some coffee. So I'm doing my little coffee thing and I'm like, oh, I need some creamer. I open the refrigerator, Robert, and it's a Southern pecan in there with a sticky note on it that says, I cannot make this up. Bryce, help yourself. What?
It's probably poison.
I was freaked out.
X-lax.
Robert, I was freaked out. And so after that, girl, all of a sudden above the coffee club, Dadeland posted this new coffee club information sheet, which itemizes 10 things. I'm like, you know what y'all are doing the most. So I took a photo of it. Let me just read it to you real quick. And then I want to send it to you so that like somehow I need these people to see it. To join the coffee club, contact Terry O and Kyle S. I'm like, okay, that's weird. Two, monthly dues are $8 to be paid to Terry at the beginning, not end of the month.
Right.
And then this is the shade in all caps, non-members are to pay $1. Then ... used to be 50 cents.
like, you made it go up.
The ... Like, I'm like, oh my God.
Oh, and Robert, get this.
Wait, so you think the ... was a call out to you?
I ain't saying no names. they just get shady.
Was the memo entitled "The Talk of the Town Is That Coffee Update"?
Child, you hear me? Get into this next one, Robert. I just can't even believe like this is hanging in my office. We are no longer accepting IOUs with your name and the amount due.
Okay.
Because you know, I don't know if you remember 3 years ago, I used to be good for putting the IOU in there. And then I won't read all 10, but I'll stop at 5. Okay. Because this one is the one that took me out. I'm literally reading from a photo. I'm going to text it to you so that you can see it. Like, they tried it. Creamers. Okay, they start with creamers and it's all in capital. Creamers, sweeteners, stirrers, and sugar are for members only. If you are not a member, please do not help yourself to the creamer. Now, bitch, listen here. You didn't mention creamers, sugars, and stirrers the lead up, but you went in with do not help yourself to the creamers. Like,
And I don't even know who Terry O is in my office. Cause like I said, our offices have like merged. So like you're trying
me. She made
me.
A merge.
Yes. Yes. The office made the merge and I am not a part. I cannot believe, like, and mind you, my friend who used to help me out with getting, like, you know, after the last podcast, she done sent me an email talking about to whom it may concern. I can no longer help you get coffee in the morning.
Wait, your friend sent
my
you
a friend sent me an email with only me on it. To whom it may concern. Robert, listen, y'all.
So this has been a blessing and a curse. It's been a blessing you, Rob, and a curse. Podcast.
Because yes. Like I just can't stroll into the office and get me some coffee. But listen to this. Shout out to my girl, Maureen, who's a loyal Mo, okay? She comes up to the Bryson Wynn Presents, and she's like, I got something for you. I got something for you. I'm like, okay, Mo, I see you. I need to see you now. And I don't know if anybody you guys who know Mo is, she's like 5'2", skinny, got a little bob cut. I like the new cut. But if Mo say, come here, you come here. I'm like, okay, Mo, what you got? What you got? This girl brings out a roll of quarters and is like, listen, I don't want you putting no more fake money in there.
I saw that. You know, I was there when that happened. I said, like, what? Why a roll of quarters?
She's like, I don't want you making a jingle no more with dimes and nickels. Get yourself some coffee. Well, girl, thank you, Mo, because, girl, I don't even want to join the coffee club no more because you're not getting $8 a month from me anymore, okay? And I'm not paying a dollar anymore. I will stick to the 50 cents.
I mean, $8 a month is good for a month of coffee.
Robert, it used to be $5, okay?
Yeah.
And we didn't have a written bylaw that's like... I just feel like it's just so shady. And where the bylaw is like posted is like, so there's like three, I don't even know why I'm describing this to y'all. But so it's like our kitchen has like three refrigerators. It's like big ones and like a little one. And it's easy access to the little one because like nobody can see you open it up. And like, you know, and child, and guess where, and girl, guess where the bylaws happen to be posted? By the little refrigerator. I'm like, y'all is doing too much. Okay. So that is the last and final coffee update for y'all because
that's it.
It's done.
No more. Okay. Bryce, I have a question for you that is from Steven. And Steven sent in a voicemail and he wanted to know, could you compare the final six of this season as people, as flavors of the International Delight coffee creamers?
Oh. Well, I mean, I don't know because, you know, International Delight has a lot of creamers, but yes. they do. But first of all, I'm gonna just go. I'm gonna go on and give. They got a hazelnut, so I'm gonna go on and give a hazelnut to an honorary member, Hazel. Where is Davey? But we'll keep it in the game. So they also.
Where is Davey?
Child, they have a salted caramel.
Yes.
So that's going to have to go to Mr. Clark.
Okay.
Because he's a little salty. They have a sweet cream. That's going to have to go to, I'm going to say Victoria, because when my baby daddy Rock came out there, she was sweet as the cream. They've got, child, they got an Oreo.
Yes.
That's going to Mr. Clock too. they got a stone cold ice cream one.
Yes, Cold Stone. Yeah.
Cold Stone. They got a Cold Stone flavor. That's going to Gavin because you know his face is cold as a stone, baby. And child, they got a Peeps. The kid's friendly favorite. So that's going to have to go to old Ricky so his kid don't think that he is a loser. And oh, honey, the old Southern pecan, honey, they got to say the best for last. That's always and forever me because I'm Southern and I'm a pecan.
And if you didn't know, the pecan is caramely and sweet.
Bryce,
that's it.
Yes. Matt on Twitter wants to know if Bryce was on this season and Chris Underwood raised the mask to quit the game, would Bryce leave with him so they could be alone at Ponderosa?
In a heartbeat. Move. Dude, where are you going? Bitch, move. Here I come, Chris. I would be, if it happened when I was asleep, I would have to wake up, run out like a medevac and swim. Throw me a life raft or throw me a hot dog floaty. I promise to float on it. Yes.
Hot dogs. Okay. This is a question a lot of people asked for you. We have so many recurring questions for you, Bryce. And it got asked by a lot of people, but I think that the person that I want to hear ask you this question, let's go out to, do you know that we have listeners to this podcast around the world?
International
delight, Bryce Isaiah. Okay, let me give you this question.
Hey, Bryce and Rob, it's Tega calling from Nigeria. I have a question for Bryce. Except from the Underwood, which other Edge of Extinction cast will be on this 2020 Zadi calendar?
Tega from Nigeria wants to know who would be on the 2020 Zadi calendar. Did you know that the Zadi calendar made it out to Nigeria?
Oh. Nigeria! Oh my God. Oh, I gotta call my mom. Nigeria.
Yeah.
Now I knew I had Zaddies in Australia, but from the motherland? Oh, Jesus.
Lots of people want to know about the Zaddy calendar. Reality Curtis wanted to know what month would Lloyd be on the 2020 Zaddy calendar?
All right. Y'all got me coughing.
And now some people might say, hey, why are you guys talking about a calendar? It's May. It's the beginning of May.
Listen, Rob, I cannot get over Nigeria.
Yeah.
I've got somebody that knows me in Nigeria.
Yeah.
Oh. So it's a lot. So what I would say about that is that, child, the Zaddy calendar is taking a life of its own.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have so many things.
It's a lot, Robert. Okay. In these 5 years that I have not aged a bit, nor has my age gone up in these 5 years. Mm-hmm. But the Zaddy calendar is something that is like so crazy that like I literally had to compile a Zaddy calendar committee.
A committee?
A committee, girl. a committee. So I cannot speak on the Zaddy calendar at this time.
Listen,
sometimes you got to pull back to thrust. Underwood. To move forward.
Yes.
Not Underwood. Sometimes you have to step back to thrust Underwood. No, to thrust forward. So the Zaddy calendar topics have to be tabled until the next season because it's just too much.
Okay. Here's the problem. So the next time that we do a full on feedback show, it's going to be
October.
Almost Christmas. No, it's going to be, yeah. Right. I mean, loved ones visit is going to be like December 10th.
Right in time for the holidays.
No, but it needs to get made before then so people can buy it for the new year. So we might need to have a Zaddy calendar reveal special.
You know what? Robert Jamar Lloyd Lincoln Cesterino. I don't... That's a lot, Robert. Dude, what are you talking about? Just go and do it. Well, all right, Reem, I'll do it then. Well, okay. So let's just say this. We will absolutely have a long-winded players on the 2020 Zaddy calendar. On the 2020 Zaddy, I can't even talk. I literally, I was not expecting this. Like, I literally, like, the Zaddy calendar came up so organically and so crazy. Mm-hmm. It's just like, you know, first of all, everybody's like, why is Bradley on there in a
bed? That was the best month. Now we're on to Eddie Fox. I wish it was still April.
Oh. No, I'm glad it's May. Hey, Eddie, because he's dropped off the face of the earth. But if you need some...
The only place you can see him is the Zaddy calendar.
Okay. Yes. So it's just so funny. So it's like, yes, we got y'all. The Zaddy calendar is coming. But we need to, because it has to be, and listen, I'm like the real fans. It got to be the old with the new. So it just can't be we got to say they're back, okay? We had Ken from Gabon on there, all right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a top Zaddy to beat, okay? Joe Kentempo, okay?
I think that's...
Daughter! So...
Joe Del Campo. Oh. Joe Kentempo.
I thought it was Joe Kentempo. But okay. Whatever his name is. So yes, my brother from Nigeria, I will say this, that we absolutely have more than one player from 2020 on the, we have more than one player from Ghost Island, no, from Age of Extinction on the 2020 Zaddy calendar. But yeah, I feel like it's too early to reveal because the way the committee is set up, they think they running the show. And now I gotta get Reem on this. I need Reem to moderate it because she's the only one that's to be able to get this calendar committee together.
It's fine. You know what, dude? It's fine.
Wait, Reem is going to be part of the calendar committee?
I'm going to see if she can because it's like the calendar committee is too much. They take it over. They telling me what is what and what is not. And it's just like hard for me not to, like, oh, first of all, you know.
She'll shut that down.
Who are you, dude?
Yes. That's what I need. Some Reem, baby.
Okay. All right. So I guess then we're going to table this sometime in the summer of... In 2019, we're going to have some sort of a Zaddy calendar reveal show.
Oh, Robert.
The Zaddy calendar reveal special. And you don't think that, you know, all the, you know, the War Dog's not going to be listening. Like, Nick Majorano's not going to be listening. You know, you're going to have, there's going to be a lot of anticipation.
Listen. A lot. They want to know who on the calendar.
Yeah.
And now...
People can make their brackets of what the calendar is going to be, or they have a pool.
And so let me just put it out there to all of y'all, because I want a fair chance. If you feel like somebody should be on there, you can tweet me 2020 Zaddy calendar. Okay? Because yes. y'all already done started. Okay? So... the committee is hearing what y'all saying, and me and the committee, they going back and forth. So,
okay, Bryce, what happened with the raccoon?
Oh my God, baby, How do you even know about that, Robert?
I don't know how I know that. Did you text me about the raccoon?
Oh, I did not. So, oh, this is like another
work. Was this on your Twitter?
So this is another work gripe. So, again, I'm a social service worker. I work in a building, and so like there's street parking. So around our building, it's freaking like meter parking. So like there is like the coveted like indoor closed parking. That's $30. That's $30 a month. You won't get me. But yeah. It's the outdoor parking, a little outdoor lot. $15 a lot. $15 a month. More up my speed. However. Okay. My company does not own the building that we like work in. So the building has new tenants coming in and they had to get rid of like 40 spots for parking.
Okay.
So people running around the office like, oh my God, like they kicking me out of the parking lot. Meanwhile, I'm walking around with coffee like, oh, that's crazy, girl. I'm so sorry that's happening. Like, you know, meanwhile, you know me, I'm a veteran. In the office, I'm like, sad for y'all. Like, you know, child, you know, boop, boop, boop. You know, I'm logging into my email. Child, I see an email from...
Jatia?
I wish it was from Jatia. What was that old girl name from the... I'm going to just give her the old girl name from the coffee club name. What's her name? Terry.
Terry.
Talk about if you're receiving this email, you have to vacate your spot. Excuse me? So it's this whole big thing about like parking at my office. So I was kicked out of my parking spot. And so, yeah, no, y'all gonna hear this story because I'm mad. So I was kicked out of my parking spot. They sent it around like, I'd say March 3rd. And they like, you don't have to be out of your parking spot until like April. The second I got kicked out, I wrote Tara Obeck and said, I want to be out of my parking spot immediately. And if I pay 15, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 10, 9, 8, 7, because I'm getting mad now. So listen and tell me if this is unreasonable, Robert. So, okay, you're kicking me out of my parking spot. And so if I have to be out of my parking spot, that's fine. You want me out in May, April, that's fine. But no, I'm going to leave when you're leaving me. So if I pay $15 a day, the average day in a month is what, 30, 31 days. I'm leaving the second. I'm gonna need y'all to run me my money because I'm leaving today and I want you to run me my money. I don't care if it's $8.32.
Yeah.
Run me my money. They talking about, oh, when you signed up to the park in a parking lot, you know, there's no reimbursement, so you just might as well stay to the end of... No, I'm not staying to the end of the month. I'm out. You sent me an email kicking me out, Tara O. I want out. So it is like this back and forth between me and my company about I want my $8.42 because I haven't been parking there. I did not park there the rest of the month of May. I've been gone. So that's a little sensitive subject to the point that like my supervisor has been like giving me $8.42 on my desk to like make me stop. But no, like you kicked me out. I want to go out. So anyway, that's the 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Where is a raccoon in this story?
So the raccoon in the story is the free parking is like three blocks away. Near like a little wooded area. Not a wood area, a wooded area. So that's why I have to park every day. Mm-hmm. So I park by the wooded area. I got me a little spot. It's between like the trash cans. It's like a house towards the end. But it's like my spot. So the other day, I'm leaving work early. Like, oof, let me go home. Boom, 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 boom. Got my little iPods in. You know, I'm listening to What You Looking For. And so, like, I, like, have to enter on, like, not the driver's side, but the passenger side of the car. So, and mind you, I guess it's, like, kids is getting out, people sitting on their porch. Like, you know, it's, like, a lot going on. Like, but I could care less. I'm just trying to get to my car because I have to walk a pilgrimage to my car since I've been kicked out of the parking lot and have yet to been paid my
$8.42. So I'm just boom, 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 boom. Got my little work bag on, you know, boom, boom, boom. Open my door. I'm like throwing my bag on. And I feel pressure on my foot. And I'm like, bitch, did my work bag just break and I don't know? Because literally I'm listening to, I got that heat, I got that smoke, what you looking for? I got that. Like, you know, I'm like, boom, 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 open the door, like throwing my stuff. And I'm like, ooh, is that War Dog massaging my feet? And Ra fucking Bert. I look down and I like see a fucking raccoon walking over my foot. I like literally lost all train. I'm like, Penny! The crossing guard stops and is looking like the kids in the middle of the street are looking at me. People on their porch are looking at me because, again, I have on, like, iPods. Like, I don't know why Patty, like, of all things, came out of my mouth. But, like, I was freaked out. Like, not like, oh, you see a raccoon. Not like, oh, like, oh, there, I mean, like, there's a raccoon walking over my foot. And it's just like, and it was kind of like a baby one. So it was like, oh, I didn't want to like just kick it. But if I kicked it, I would have like put it in my car. I was just like, Penny! And then I'm like, okay, girl, you acting crazy. And then so I like take the iPods out of my ear and like the crossing guard is like waving the stop sign at me like, are you okay? I'm like, oh my God. Like, and they're like, and then you see the raccoon like scurrying across the street. I just was like, again, like, I just like, why me? Whew, Jesus.
Like, I've never heard of a person getting stepped on by a raccoon. Like, I can see either you stepping on the raccoon.
No, like, it literally was like walking over my feet. And like, I don't know. I guess it was the sweet smell of that southern pecan. But I don't know. Like, because like literally like it's a wooded area. So it's like, you know, I get that. So it must have been under my car. So I'm opening my car door and like, I don't know, maybe it was making some type of like, I don't know. You know, bitch, my part was coming on. Be careful what you looking for. You just might, like, you know, I'm like, boom, boom. I'm leaving work
you
early.
Found it.
And like, I felt like something on my foot and I'm like, oh, is something dropping out my bag? And so like, I have like a work bag and like a little book bag. I carry like my meal preps and my book bag and my like, you know, and so I like throw, I just was not prepared to look down at my feet. And like, I just figured it would be like my charger to my like work mm-hmm. computer. Like, I lied to you, not Robert. After I screamed Patty and the little baby raccoon scurried across the street, it turned back and looked at me. And like, I swear, for Jesus, I was like, oh my God, is that Wendell? Like, it really... It looked like Wendell.
The raccoon looks like Wendell.
The baby raccoon looked like Wendell. Like, I cannot make this up to you. Like, and I don't know if it was the adrenaline.
Right. You're trash.
Like, I am like, is this Wendell? My adrenaline, I just had some southern pecan. Like, I don't know. But I was like, oh my God. And so, like, I had to, like, I, like, scurried in my car and sat in my car like I had tinted windows, even though I don't. And, like, the kids walking by, like, looking at me, like, and I'm just like, oh, my God. And I'm like, if that crossing guard comes across the street to my car, he gonna get mulled over because I'm gonna speed off. But, like, he stayed where he was at, but he did try to get my attention a couple of times. But I'm like, I'm not even looking at you. And I just had to tweet, like,
This is just what happened to me because I cannot make this up. Like, I literally, like, a baby raccoon that looked like Wendell Holland II, middle name P, walked over my Cole Haan brown shoes. Like, And the fact of the matter is, it's like, I was not thinking about Rob has a podcast. I'm not thinking about Survivor. I'm not thinking about anything. But literally, like, when I look down and see, I'm like, Patty! Like, why of all things? I'm just like, oh my God, I'm so a mess right now. If I was Rick Devins, my son would be embarrassed.
Oh my God. Bryce, I don't know where we can go from that. I think that we have to wrap.
It really happened.
Yes.
I called Wendell. I'm like, you just walked up. He's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, literally, I just saw a raccoon. What? Like, I had to hang up on him.
Put the mic down.
Like, why me? Like, I don't under, like, I just like, why wouldn't the baby raccoon walk around me? Like, why? Like, and I just 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, calm myself down. Like, literally, it's a lie. It was a lie. I was not prepared for that.
The great Bryce Isaiah, the creator of What You Looking For, now with an official video.
Okay.
People can go watch it.
Yes, it's available on YouTube, my IGTV. And yes, What You're Looking For is available on all major streaming websites, Tidal, Amazon, Google Play, Apple Music, Cousin Pookie selling it out the back of his car if you want to get it. But I just want to say,
that's how I got it.
Yes, yes. When you was in Philly, you met Pookie. But seriously, though, thank you so much, everyone that's been supporting it. Like, you know, it really has been a dream of mine to put music out. And so it's just like, you know, to be in a fun space for people to like really get it and like represent it. I love it. And I just want to say, I'm eyes a flooding you this summer. I have a new single coming out June 1st called Get the Party Started. Oh, you just thought it was What You Looking For. You was looking for the party and now I'm getting it started. New single coming out, Get the Party Started. Bryce Isaiah, I'm not playing with y'all no more. I've been in the game now. I ain't playing. I'm coming, Robert. The girl, listen, they didn't crown me and went to Delphia, the queen of the Iron Throne. The girl, I got to bring it. I got to climb on my dragon, turn the lights down, and breed, not breed, but shoot.
Whoa.
Oh, God.
Okay, watch out, Rock. Bryce, did you happen to hear this week's wand off?
Oh, I got my ever entire life from the wand. I like literally humbling. I sent it to E. Barrios and he's like, what's the wand off? I'm like, you got to listen to these podcasts.
Come on, E.
Come on, E. And he listened to him. He was like, oh, I'm going to make a podcast. I want to make a wand off. I'm like, well, you got to watch Survivor to get it. He's like, oh, I'm like, and you can't just watch Survivor when I was on it. So child.
All right. Well, let me play a little bit of it. This was from Matt from Waterloo. This was his wand off submission this week.
Waterloo.
So, first of all, when I look at Dan, I want to say, hey, War Dog! I'm liking Dan so far. You know, what's going on?
War Dog feeling he getting votes. Who you voting for? It's down to this, a challenge beast or a dog of war. He's taking out big threats for a strategy. But the biggest threat left is Danny D currently. Dan De Silva can't throw, that's a big fact. Never been one to dive well off a floating raft. The time has come to see if he can outwit. Saying everyone would be dumb if they didn't go for it. War Dog feeling he getting close. Who you voting for? Danny Tony V got to go. Who you voting for? Off to visit Reem, she'll be stoked. Who you voting for? Who you voting for? Who you voting for?
But I can see what you're doing wrong right here. He's not 1 inch below the nipple. That's not gonna give me winner pick right there, but hey, War Dog!
That took me out. It's
impressive, right?
Hey, War Dog. When I listened to it the first time, I'm like, did I record a song? Like, do they have the, I'm like, that's me talking.
I wasn't sure if you collaborated with Matt from Waterloo.
Apparently so. Waterloo in the building. Rocky, okay. Won't go to Waterloo.
I know you've collaborated with Alex G before on a
Alex log-off. G. Random story. Let me just tell you a random story about Alex G real quick. So Wendell and I, the other day, were in Philly. We went to this like random day party. And there were a lot of like pre-med students there. And you know Wendell, how he introduces himself. Hey guys, I won Survivor. Okay. Who cares? So, like, you know, but they was giving out free pizza and we did indulge in the free pizza. And so this guy comes up to us and he's like, you guys were on Survivor? He's like, my roommate is like a huge Survivor fan and his name is Alex. I was like, Alex G?
Was it really him?
It was really Alex G's roommate. And he's like, that's so funny because like he's always in his room making these musics and he tells me they're like to like the Survivor thing. But anyway, shout out to Alex G and shout out to the whole choir that came on out for the Philly Kia that replaced Brett since he couldn't be there. But yes, like so random, like such a small world. Philly, we in the building.
Okay. Bryce Isaiah, what else should people check out?
I mean, it's just, it's a lot, but
it's
right
a lot.
Now,
it's a lot.
Yes, it's a lot. I'm blessed. It's been a blessed 5 years and I am so humble and so grateful. You know, just cannot reiterate enough. What you're looking for is available. We got the Zaddy calendar coming out. I've got new music for you all summer. And you know, you just never know who might be on the next feature on my single. So it's exciting. So I just, you know, Bryce Isaiah, Twitter, Instagram. I'm no longer on Backpage, but you know, Cameo, you want to get at your girl, I'm just a little away.
Okay. All right. And am I following this correctly that you're thinking about watching Survivor South Africa?
Yes, I am. And also, just real.
You real, have a favorite contestant already?
Oh, my God. I just, somebody just put me on and I don't want to get, first of all, you know, I got my my Aussie zaddies. Shout out to Henry. Shout out to Nick. But yeah, they got these new contestants on coming out on the Survivor
South Africa.
And I'm like, oh, and what's his name? Zudu?
Rocco. Another rock.
Another rock. Rock. No. Not you, Rock. I'm about to be done soon. I'm talking about. But yes.
His name is Rocco Zulu.
Yes.
On Twitter. Ooh. Rocco Van Ruyen.
I like to go down Zulu on Rocco. And also, which is another amazing thing, which is crazy, is that I'm going to South Africa at the end of August, early September, for a Survivor Challenge event to raise awareness for a school in Survivor. So it's so crazy. So Rocco, if you listen, I'm going to be in South Africa. I'll come to you.
I don't think Rocco's listening, but maybe somebody could
relay the message because I'm going to be in South Africa. But yeah, so it's just crazy. So I just can't believe. And it's like, I always get so nervous, Rob, whenever we do this. I'm like, oh my God, are we going to be able to talk about anything? And I'm looking at the time. Girl,
I know.
2 hours. I know. Oh my God.
I know. We could do another hour probably.
We can.
Okay. All right. Bryce Isaiah, this is a thrill for me every time we get to do it. And so nice to get to catch up. Next up, all right, let's plan the Zaddy release podcast episode. I don't know what the format is going to be, but I think that we've got a lot of pomp and circumstance. Drum roll. You could talk us through your process.
We'll have it catered by Oscar Mayer Wiener Hot Dog.
Yeah. We'll get sponsors. It'll be fantastic. So that's coming this summer. Of course, still a lot to do this weekend. Liana Boris is going to join me on This Week in Survivor. We still have the Wiggle Room with Josh Wiggler. We have the Snow It Alls. I'll be live after Game of Thrones with Stephen Fishback.
Ooh.
A lot going on.
It's so a
be
lot.
On the lookout for that. Yes. All right. And then, Bryce, great to catch up. We could not do this without the support of the patrons of Rob Has a Podcast. They, too, 5 years going strong. Mm. And we have everything going on with all of the patron-only podcast feed that we've got going on and all of the patron Facebook groups in the community. Find it all at robhasawebsite.com/patron. robhasawebsite.com/patron. Bryce, have a great weekend. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Lloyd!
This episode of Rob Has a Podcast is sponsored by our friends over at True Car. Every car comes with its share of stories. That ding in your bumper when you nervously picked up a first date, that luxury package you got after a big promotion, or the mileage you save by riding your bike all summer long. While you can't put a price tag on your stories now with True Car, you can at least find out what your car is worth when it's time to sell it or trade it in. Just go to True Car and simply enter your license plate number. Watch how your car's details pop up. Then answer a few questions. Navigation and moonroof. Watch as they bump up your car's value. High mileage. You already knew it was going to cost you, but now you know how much it's going to ding in your wallet so you can plan ahead. And once you're finished, you'll get a true cash offer sent in minutes, which you can take to a local certified dealer to cash out or to trade in. So when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out True Car today. True cash offer not available in all areas.